I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
County Commissioner Michelle Kickline says it was a quick visit from the governor, but he did take a few minutes to talk to the commissioners and some other lawmakers. She says while she has a list of concerns about the Mariner East project, she spoke to Governor Wolf specifically about a lack of communication from Sunoco and Energy Transfer Partners, the companies behind the pipelines.
Currently, if there's an incident, we don't know about it directly from the industry. We have to send our first responders out to the scene.
She says because of that lack of communication, first responders have no idea what they're walking into. She compares it to the Limerick nuclear plant. Even though that's right across the county line, they still alert Chester County officials.
The nuclear industry has a reporting standard where even if it's a routine call for an ambulance, we hear about it. Our emergency services folks are alerted so that we can notify the community.
Residents say they're disappointed Wolf's visit was so short and that he stayed in the supermarket parking lot rather than visiting the actual construction sites. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio.